Hi everyone, it's Lisa here, and I wanted to do a little audio recording as we're coming towards the end of the official day of Protect Your Breasts. Please excuse the voice, I don't usually sound quite this husky, so you'll have to bear with me, I'm afraid. My voice will keep coming in and out. First of all, I want to start by thanking every single person who has followed PYB underscore cancer, which is the Protect Your Breast official Twitter account. Everybody who has tweeted us, changed their ave, posted their pictures, used the hashtag, retweeted, starred, anything and everything that you guys have done to help spread our message has been fantastic, unbelievable. We have over 300 Protect Your Breast pictures on our Pinterest board of for Protect Your Breast 2014. You quite literally almost broke my phone. I was getting so many notifications that my phone just died. And the outpouring of support has been overwhelming. I mean, it's really hard to put it into words how wonderful it is to sit back and see this thing just grow and grow and grow in front of us. I mean, we're nearly up to 700 followers on our account. We've only had it for 2 weeks. I need to say a couple of personal thank yous. And these people are not necessarily more important than other people. It's just if I couldn't physically thank every single person. But there are a few people who for the past month have kept me going. So I want to thank V, the lady who helps me run the Protect Your Breast Twitter account. She has literally been a godsend, and wholeheartedly, it wouldn't have been what it is today without her. She has all the facts and figures. She has the statistics. She has the know-how. She has a calming influence when I get really annoyed at the people who have challenged what we're doing. And she makes me giggle, which is just amazing. I want to thank Amelia Hunter and Icky Bucky, I think it is, or Ickle Bucky, Squishy Hugs, who may know her as. These two ladies, for the past month, without being asked, without any kind of persuasion or encouragement, took up the mantle from day one and ran with it. I mean, these two ladies have been tweeting their followers, famous people, anyone and everyone, they've been tweeting numerous times throughout the day, and they've got us such a huge support. It's been amazing. Thank you so much, ladies. I want to thank Amanda and John from Voella. They had me on their podcast this week to help raise the profile of Protect Your Breasts, and they've also been helping behind the scenes with a lot of things as well, so thank you very much. I want to thank Cameron Lincoln and Mags from Mags Musing blog. When I've been frustrated and annoyed, they've listened to me rant and allowed me that outlet, which has just been amazing, and I've needed it. I want to thank PJ Bayliss for allowing us to use his blog as a springboard. That was wonderful, and completely, again, just he just offered out of the blue, and that's the thing with Protect Your Breast, that people have just wanted to help. I say people wanted to help. We can't always please everyone, and there has been some backlash from this. People asking, you know, how do they know that we're not just more internet pervs just trying to get people to flash their boobs? But you know what? In comparison to the amount of support that we've got, the haters are nothing. You know, you're always going to find them. And we've, thankfully, because we've had such a great team, managed to kind of like dust our shoulders off, stand back up and keep running with our message. We have a slogan. If you don't know it already, you should do. But our slogan is, help make C stand for clear, not cancer. Protect Your Breast has never asked anyone to donate money, although I have had a follower who has donated twice now to cancer charities because of the work that we've done, which was just wonderful. But yeah, we're not trying to raise money. We're trying to do something much more than that. We are trying to raise awareness of the importance of self-examination. People can learn to know their bodies in a way where they could save their own life. I mean, you can't put a price tag on that. And, you know, our message is the driving force behind everything that we do. I mean, I, until last year, I did not know that men could get breast cancer. And we had men joining last year. This year we've had so many more. And so many of them saying, like, they were unaware. And it's not publicised, that's why, you know. And I'm not saying that the media do it on purpose, but anyone talking about breast cancer, it's always aimed at women because obviously they are the highest risk group. So I'm not saying that they are wrong, but, you know, it's good that men are now learning that they are at risk at this. And early detection raises the survival rate so much. And it's 10 minutes once a month just to have a feel of your boobs, your chest, and anything that's any abnormality, any slight change, just get it checked out. You are not wasting your doctor's time by making sure you haven't got cancer, which essentially is what it boils down to. You need to go to the doctor to make sure you don't have cancer if there is something that has changed in your breast tissue. I'm not very good at accepting compliments or praise in any way, shape or form, and excuse me, and you know, a lot of people, you know, I have tweets saying, you know, you've done such an amazing job and you've done so well, and you know, without the team that I've had, without the support of all the followers, Protect Your Breast would not have been what it was today. I may have been the spearhead of this campaign. I may be, you know, the one who started shouting first, but I'm not the only voice, you know. And at the end of the day, I'm just a mank with a big mouth who wanted to do something that would help people, and then somehow managed to inspire hundreds of more people who wanted to do the same thing. And that's one of the most amazing things about this. I mean, people are coming saying that they've checked themselves for the first time. People last year found lumps and went and got those checked out. But everyone has been encouraging each other. You know, when people have said that they're uncertain and they're, you know, maybe a little shy or nervous, the outpouring of support that you guys have given each other is just heartwarming and just humbled. I'm overwhelmed, humbled. Like, you just made my heart swell to a gargantuan proportion. It's just wonderful. And I just really, really wanted to say thank you to everyone who has been a part of this, because you guys rock. You guys are absolutely amazing. So on that note, I am going to go before my voice completely leaves me. And yeah, just thank you. I can't say that enough. Just thank you.